Blog Talk Radio.
Excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I am a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal, that through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel advice. You can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that angelic advice is 646-716-6794. 7794. But before we get to all of those callers on the switchboard, wow, looks like Christmas. Welcome again to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you so much for listening in. You know, whether you're listening in on computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to one of the archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site. 3 years are now of these weekly channel topics archived on that Blog Talk Radio site, or perhaps you're listening iTunes for free. You've downloaded it from iTunes for free. I'd just like to remind listeners that if you would like to be reminded of Angel Healing House Radio and not miss 1 week of these channel topics, then you can go to the Blog Talk, Angel Healing House Radio Blog Talk site, and you can find the follow button next to my banner, and you can push that, and then you will be reminded of all the shows that are coming up. The Posse of Angels have done a wonderful job of keeping us informed about very relevant topics and their angelic wisdom. So I'd like to say to you listeners, if you know that that I like to take about 20 minutes or so to speak about our topic of the day, and in this order, I will be taking those phone calls. At 256, you'll be up first. 480, you're next. 832-806-904. Then we have 111-111, and lucky 111, and then 646. So do please hold on. But as I said, I like to take about 15 or 20 minutes to read the channel topic. And today, the name of the topic is April 2015, Expect the Unexpected. So let's see what this one's all about. You know, listeners, looking back over my journey these past 11 years, I can clearly see that everything that I manifested in my life was a result of one thing and one thing only. It was because I held and focused on the intention, the wish, the desire, and the heartfelt expectation for it to happen. Yet when I look back, not at the ultimate fulfillment of the desire, but the way or the how that expectation was fulfilled, quite frankly, it was nothing like the way I thought it would come about. The Posse of Angels is laughing. They're chiming in here, and they're reminding us that being pure spirit, essence of God's source, we are pure abundant potential. In other words, all we truly are is desire. Yet as the Posse of Angels and I have mentioned on this program countless of times, the how and the when of our expectations and wishes manifesting is not our providence. And if we take on the role of doing things in order to make things happen, life becomes hard. It actually becomes difficult, and we feel like we are pushing rather than opening up to receive in limitless and boundless ways. So how do we not get caught up in the how and the when of things working out? Well, one of my favorite sayings that has helped me release attachment as to what will happen as the result of my dreams is, I expect the best without having expectations. And the Posse of Angels is nodding their collective heads, and they're saying that this month of April 2015 will be a doozy for many of us, as we will see our plans change many times over. Because there will be so many changes, the Posse of Angels is asking us to practice the art of allowance, and they're asking us to be flexible. They are reminding all of us that the trees that survive the harshest of storms bend in the breeze and live to see another day. In April, please do not be so set on timetables, on schedules, on dates and times, but see your dreams unfolding as the petals of a beautiful blossoming flower opening slowly to its richest, most radiant color and fragrance. You know, you wouldn't go over to a rosebud and start pushing open the petals for it to grow any quicker. That's the way they want us to look at our lives. For those who may have difficulty dealing with change, we can feel good about all the changes that will be on the horizon if we just set the intention that we welcome change. And we can even say out loud, everything always works out the best for me, no matter what and no matter the changes. You know, I love the way the Posse of Angels preempts and addresses things the collective consciousness will be going through weeks, sometimes months ahead of time, by giving us a heads up to what we can expect. In the last couple of weeks, the radio topics that they gave me, the channeled insights, were things like a show on the gift of change in our lives and fifth dimension and inspired action that had to do with manifestation. And it is this inspired action that will be an all-important part of us, either loving April and feeling motivated or feeling disappointed and stagnant. April is a very different month from previous months, as it is all about our heartfelt initiative to engage with life and experience and have fun, play, and allow ourselves to be enchanted by being a part of life's constantly changing energies in these fifth dimension energies. As there is no time in the fifth dimension, and our rate of manifestation is instantaneous, we get to be sculptors plying and molding and creating wonderful lives through our passion and our wonderment and curiosity. These energies of April are supporting us in painting that picture by taking up a musical instrument. You know, I began to play the harp a month ago, and I'm absolutely loving it. You can join a choir, write your novel, or anything else that makes your heart creatively dance. And the funny thing about all of this is that those people who say that they do not have time for creative pursuits, as they must go to business networking groups and be very serious or spend more time on social marketing, do not realize that April is a game changer for the old ways that we used to do things. In fact, the Posse of Angels is saying that our old ways of living, our daily schedules and ordered way of living, are so outmoded now and no longer resonate with these higher dimensional frequencies. In fact, not only will schedules be turned on their heads, but long-held dreams and desires and wishes will be coming full circle as they will be manifesting in ways that will be beyond belief for many of us. And this includes people from our past reappearing again today in order to promote, support, and encourage us. Again, out of the blue, connections, opportunities, and events will appear as if by magic. They will hear the clarion call of your heart and bring an abundance and a richness to our lives that fulfill our dreams. Now, the Posse of Angels is presenting us with a caution here. Do not allow old habits from stepping forward and taking inspired, excited action when something is presented to you seemingly out of nowhere, out of the blue. Things like doubt, worry, or fear could truly stop one from stepping forward into their own pot of luck. The Posse of Angels is saying that the simplest rule for all of us to follow in April is just trust. Trust whatever shows up for us with enthusiasm, with appreciation, and excitement. You know, the doors of abundance are now open, and the granting of wishes is available to all of us. With this on offer from the universe, the Posse of Angels is saying that it would be in all our best wishes if we dreamed big, and they mean really, really big. Now, they are putting in another caution here, and they're saying, even though the doors of abundance will be opening, even though these people will be coming across our path to help us, if our energies are any less than bright and sparkly and positive and optimistic, then there will be a disconnect. And energetically, we know that like attracts like, And so it would be in our best interest to let go, to release those negative energies. This is what I've been helping people with for the past 11 years. I've helped them to be clear enough to resonate at the same frequency, the same high, light, bright, positive, optimistic frequency as the universe, and then their dreams can easily manifest. Now, in order to be just like those flexible trees, like bamboo trees, going whichever way the wind is blowing us and not snapping by being rigid and attached to outcomes, it's so important to keep our energies high and bright and optimistic no matter what. In fact, if something works out or does not work out, both things are great. Hold that intention in your heart to expect the people, the situations, the connections, the opportunities, and the events to magically open doors for you, and voila, it will happen. Just as long as we all let go of our expectations. This is certainly the month to get your dreamer on and be as creatively expressive as you can be. You know, listeners, the penny just dropped as to why myself and so many of my clients have been seeing fairies all around us, because they are helping us work with the magic of April. So if you can become comfortable with not knowing what is not only around the corner, but around the next second, then you will do fine this month by letting go of whatever you thought life had to or ought to or should have looked like for you. You'll be able to not only navigate these whirling, changeable energies of April, but it will keep you in good stead for the rest of this very magical year as it manifests by letting go of everything and anything that you expected to happen. You create space for the most convoluted, extraordinary, miraculous, and amazing synchronicities to appear right in front of your eyes. Before we go on to speak more about navigating the winds of changeability in April 2015, let's go to the phone lines. The first caller up, 256, thank you for holding. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tucker, Georgia.
Good, Georgia. And how has life been for lovely Kimberly?
A new learning experience every day.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? We never grow. We only grow old if we think we know it all.
Exactly.
Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? Now, fill us in, like, on what things have you been learning?
Well, learning to listen more to my intuition and understand what it feels like and what it sounds like, my intuition, and then learning to use knowledge and apply it as wisdom instead of just gathering knowledge. Apply it.
Applying it is the most important part. I've often said that knowledge for knowledge's sake is a waste unless we apply it. And when we apply it, and then we learn and we serve ourselves with that wisdom, then we can go on to serve others with that shared knowledge.
Yes.
So what are you finding? What are you finding of most focus in your life now?
Listening to my intuition, my guides and angels, just making sure I listen, because I hadn't been listening.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very, very important that I listen.
Yeah. It's extraordinary, you know. It's when we listen, then the universe has the ability to be able to send us those messages and the answers to the questions that we have inside.
Right.
So did you have a question today for the Posse of Angels and myself?
Yes, I do. Like I was talking about, you know, listening to myself and, you know, not making the same mistakes over and over again. Financially, I don't think I've been the best steward. I made a decision this weekend, and I don't think it was a good decision financially. And I just need to know, how do I help myself from the Posse of Angels to be a better manager of my finances?
Okay. All right. Let's go to the cards and see what comes up for our lovely Kimberly. Managing our finances. You know, a lot of times with managing our finances, we are always given what we need, not necessarily what we want, but we are always given what we need. And many times when we release our money on things, it's not out of necessity. It's out of fulfilling an emotional need inside of us. So the more that we can feed that creative hunger, that need inside of us to have fun, to be playful, to be creative, a lot of times then that need to satiate ourselves, with material goods, that often goes away, or that hunger is quelled because we are not as hungry anymore, because we've fed ourselves, and then we feel much fuller. And the first card shows this. It's the Queen of Pentacles. This is feeling full. This is feeling luxurious. This is feeling as if you are the richest, most wealthy, prosperous, abundant person in the world without money. Do you feel that way?
That's what I'm really trying to feel worthy. That's what I'm working on right now.
Okay.
Worthy.
Then so in order to feel worthy, you have to take the time to nurture and nourish your soul. That's what the Posse of Angels are saying, first and foremost. And it doesn't take any money. It doesn't take any money to allow yourself to pick some rose petals and throw them in a bath with some beautiful salts or something like that, and put on some lovely meditative music and candles and lie there and don't worry about, getting to the bills or getting to anything. Luxuriate in your senses, in your life. Act like a goddess. That's what they want you to do. Act like the goddess that you are. Go for a beautiful walk in nature and set your intention that the fairies follow you and show you beautiful signs, that the angels send you angel feathers, whatever it is. They want you to luxuriate in your life, and this way you feel rich, and then richness will find you. That energy of money and finances will find you. The next one is the Five of Pentacles. And the Five of Pentacles, these are all money cards. It's a funny thing, you asked about finances. These are money cards. The Five of Pentacles usually has to do with a feeling of lack and scarcity because you don't have enough. And when you fill your life with richness, with feeling worthy and deserving, because you are worthy and deserving because you're a child of God. So when you nourish and you are grateful for exactly what you have, then you will be given more. And the next one, there you go, is the Ace of Wands. And the Ace of Wands is all about a new beginning in your career. But you have to feel that first, Kimberly. You have to feel that sense of nourishment and richness. So I want you, you've got homework. The Posse of Angels are giving you homework. You go out and you create experiences where you can luxuriate in the goddess that you are. And they're pointing at my goddess cards. They want me to pick a goddess card for you today. So you and the springtime with Easter and Passover and Beltane coming up in May 1st, it's all about rebirth. It's all about the rebirth of the femininity and the goddess within us. The first card that you get out is receptivity. I love this. This is Hathor. This is the Egyptian goddess Hathor. Allow yourself to receive. This will increase your ability to be able to feel full and then give to others. So it's not about what you can get. It's about what you open to and allow yourself to receive. And you do that by all those beautiful feminine things and nurturing yourself. So, Kimberly, I hope that's been helpful for you.
It was. Thank you very much.
Okay, lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Kimberly. And we can all learn from that. I often and always say that the messages are not just for that individual caller, but they are for each and every one of us who is tuning in. Let's go to our next caller, 580. Thank you for holding. Who am I speaking with? Hello? 580? You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Can you hear me? 580? 580, I'm not hearing anything. Can you please stay on the line and I'll get back to you after our next caller. Let's go to the next caller, 832. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? Hello? 832? That's the second caller. 832, can you hear me? You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Yes, hello? Can you hear something in the background? But not quite sure. All right, let's see if we can have any luck with a next caller. Let me go to... let me see. Next caller is... Okay, let's go to our next caller. Oh, let's go to 717. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? Who am I speaking with?
Hello, Candy. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Kareen.
Hi, Kareen. Where are you calling from?
New Mexico.
New Mexico. And how's life been for lovely Kareen?
Interesting.
That's a good use
a little
of the word.
Stressful, but that's okay. We all have our stresses and we all have our challenges in life.
Interesting that you should use the word stressful, because the only reason, and it segues beautifully into the topic today, the only reason that we could be stressful is if we think that things are not turning out the way or the illusion that we thought that they should turn out.
Correct.
Correct. And so to be more free-flowing, and to be more flexible, I guess, especially in this changeable month of April, is to really to let go of any of the predetermined ways that we think that life should, has to, or ought to turn out. It's not easy. It's not easy when we, you know, when we think about life. And we say, okay, I did X, Y, and Z, and therefore these things should happen in this order or in this way. But when we
That is right. And also letting go of the worry as well is difficult, but it's a new way of looking at things.
It is. It, exactly. And as I stated in a previous program, that was the fifth dimension manifestation by taking inspired action. Officially, we who are living a conscious life of awareness, enlightened, inspired, whatever you want to call that, the official crossover to fifth dimensional energies was March 1st. And so we are really getting used to, we're getting used to a very new way of dimensional frequencies, you know, that vortex of no time and things being changeable in any single second. And so, like you said, we got very used to a programming of worrying and stressing and doing something and then waiting for the result instead of letting go of that and allowing that co-creative dance of the universe to free form and bring it to us in the most divine timing.
Correct. And also, it's a matter of choice if you allow yourself to be in that state of mind of worry.
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't mean that you don't have to have those feelings or emotions, but you acknowledge it and then try to just move forward and say, no, I don't want to be in that space.
Mm.
I would rather be here.
It's a lot more fun to choose not to worry. Worry is a waste of time. A worry is putting your focus on something that you don't want. It actually puts you in the future, which doesn't exist, instead of putting your focus on the nanosecond of the now, which is the moment that we all have to live in and the moment that we can affect with our, if you want to, dispel worry, then put your emphasis on something that you're grateful for, you know, something that you love, something that gives you a gleeful joy inside. And then you're actually creating that joyful future for yourself. Did you have a question for the Posse of Angels, Corinne?
Just any general messages at this time, if there's any whatsoever.
Okay. Ooh, that one just jumped out. Okay. Let's go with that one first of all, and let me choose another two. That one really wanted to come out for you. The Emperor. The Emperor comes out. The Emperor is often a card of stability, of groundedness, of being assured and 100% grounded in your situation. They're saying, the Posse of Angels are saying about our lovely Corinne, is that they are very proud. They're very proud of where you find yourself today. And they're saying the more that you can allow for those changes to enter into your life, the more that this, it's just a habit. Is showing like somebody like biting their nails or doing something that's of a habit, that this habit of worrying will be dissipated. So they're saying that it's just like a little bit of a habit for you. But with that Emperor card coming up, it's just showing you to be so grounded, and it's showing that you to have this stability about you. And don't be so concerned with the worry, because that's on the way out. The next card for you is the Three of Pentacles. All right. What are you doing, lovely Corinne, that they are getting so excited about, because the universe is co-creating to bring you, to bring about, it's like a co-creative dance, something to do with an opportunity or something to do with a job, doing something that you love doing, some artistic endeavor. What are they talking about here? What are they speaking about? Because this is going to be helped along and supported, promoted and encouraged. Can you fill us in what this is about?
There's been some financial instability, and my family and I are looking for a potential move to California.
And
I feel like when I get there, I'll be able to kind of spread my wings a little bit, and because the community there is quite different than where I currently live as far as being accepting of any healing or metaphysical creativity in any way, shape, or form. You know, the community here is quite different than it will be there. So that's what I'm kind of excited about, actually.
Yes, and they're saying that you should be excited. They're saying get ye to California, because that's where you're going to find your family. Your family is waiting for you. We live in a very supportive universe, and the Posse of Angels are saying that once you get there, then things will rapidly start happening for you. It's going to be an opportunity. There's going to be something career-wise, working with others in a cooperative manner. I mean, it's just, it's lovely. They're just showing me everything unfolding for you, for your growth and expansion. You're going to feel very different once you get to California. And the next card, the next card is a magician. I love it. You know, and you'll be able to manifest whatever it is that you desire, but you must get here first. What you will need will magically appear. It's funny, I just said that. Successful new beginnings, all of that is surrounding you with this move. And since it's springtime, let's pick a goddess card for you as well and see what empowerment, what empowering goddess you can have for this springtime. So, I get a really good feeling about that move for you coming up. Let's see. The goddess card for you is stand in your truth. Step into the direction that your heart is telling you to go, and that is Bridget. Very empowering card saying and just confirming. Step forward, and then all will be revealed to you. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Karine.
Oh, extremely. Thank you so much, Candy, and thank you, Posse of Angels. Blessings to all.
Okay, take care. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Karine, for your lovely question for the Posse of Angels. Let's go to 480 again. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hey, Candy, it's Tawanda.
Hey, Tawanda, how are you?
I'm better. Thank you so much. And how's it going?
Everything's going splendidly. So what's happening with Tawanda? And what question do you have for the Posse of Angels?
I am in the gap. I have no clue. And so I'm calling in. I said, let me call Candy and get some kind of insight. And thank you so much for earlier. Just that confirmation of April being a month of change, and I really feel like the Posse of Angels answered my question before I called, because you introducing the show just let me know that it is what it is, and just go with the flow, and all will be well.
All is well. So let's. I'm just shuffling the cards here. It's just
that you've been in transit for the last couple of months, and opportunities are come and go. And it seems like we're back to Virginia again, and I'm not sure, but once again, I'm willing to go with whatever shows up. Had a great interview, and would just like to know, because I plan, you know, my book's coming out, and I plan to start a nonprofit, and I at least need to be stationed somewhere at least for a year to do that, so I'm not very sure.
Exactly. So a lot of times things don't work out because it's not in our highest and best interest,
mm-hmm.
you know. And if things do not, you know, if things don't work out with our limited vision, we need to bless that. And we need to, well, thank goodness that didn't work out, because it's opening
right.
doors for something better for me to walk through. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Tawanda. Don't keep saying that you're in a gap, because you're not in a gap.
Okay?
Say,
gap
say
gone.
Every gap. Well, instead of saying that is, I'm always where I'm meant to be. I'm always where I'm meant to be. Things always work out for me. Because if you keep saying you're in a void, then you'll be in a void, especially in this month, which is all about taking inspired action. That's what it's about. It's about taking inspired action. Something is right in your heart. Now, that might be actually moving to Virginia. Going there. Just like it's interesting, we just spoke to Karine, from lovely Karine from New Mexico, and she said, you know, I have this feeling about moving to California. Well, if she said she was in a gap or a void because things hadn't shown up yet for her to move her to California, she would always be waiting, because that's not how life works. Life works that we are children of God, the universe, and that we are abundant and we will be taken care of and we're protected and guided. So there is only what we desire. So when you need to step forth, Kareem, to go to California in order for that wonderful opportunity, that business or that career piece of the puzzle to show up for her, to meet her family, her like-minded family that's going to support the healing arts, that's going to support all of those things. But she can't do that from New Mexico. It's the trust and the faith, Tawanda, that's going to keep us alive. It's going to keep our juices flowing. It's going to keep us in that co-creative dance with life. So she knows that she, her heart, her intuition, everything has felt yummy and delicious about moving to California. She knows that she must do this first in order then to be given more. And so what the Posse of Angels are saying, and I'm asking, if this move to Virginia would give you this as well, and they're saying yes, because there's only what Tawanda desires. Stop saying you're in a void. Stop saying you're in a gap, because you're never in a gap, because you've been given free will. We've all been given free will. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. I know it's a very, very different way of thinking from the dimension that we were in before the fifth dimensional energies. And now it's all about getting excited, taking that inspired action and stepping forth. The first card you got, hey, hold the phone. I don't have to choose any other cards. This is the sun. This is the sun. The sun card is life is wonderful. Thrive through your power of positive thinking. Inspired success. This is a one card. This is a new beginnings for you. A new beginnings around. Thank you. I am at the helm of my ship, and I steer it wherever I go. And wherever I go is God in me, above me, beside me, behind me. I am protected. I am guided. I am loved. I am provided for. But we need to make that inspired action forward. Oh, my gosh. These cards are amazing. The next one is the Ten of Cups. This is a happily ever after card. This is the love and blessings of your life being fulfilled. This is another one. A ten boils down to one, which is new beginnings. You got two ones. They want you to step forward. You got the trifecta. Trifecta, the Fool card. The Fool card is the leap of faith card. Be like a child. Question. Just feel the God-sent feelings in your heart to wander and step forward. No more fear, no more doubt, no more worry. Because wherever you are, and I know I'm not telling you anything that you don't know, wherever you are, God is. Oh, so I hope that's been helpful for you.
You know, you're the best, Candy.
I love you.
You're
so
the best,
much.
The Posse of Angels. I appreciate you guys, and I'll keep you posted.
You keep me posted. I'm sending you so much love. Take care, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. Stay blessed.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you, Tawanda. And that goes for me, and that goes for everyone. Any longer, there is no more waiting. All there is the joy in your heart I call it my wiggle. My wiggle when I get so excited and stepping forward and then allowing to that the universe to co-create with me. And it's extraordinary what happens as a result of that. Let's go to our next caller, 860. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good. How are you, Candy?
I'm very well. So what's happening in Lisa's life?
My health is disintegrating at a rapid pace, and everything in the house is breaking, and I'm wondering what's going on.
Okay. When you say disintegrating, what do you mean by disintegrating?
Esophageal ulcer. I need sinus surgery, which they just canceled on me tomorrow because they forgot to call the insurance company. I got a call this morning that my gallbladder needs to come out. I had a tumor removed from my leg yesterday. And major appliances are going one after the other.
Okay.
Everyone is saying we have a black cloud over us, and I keep saying stop saying that.
Okay. All right. It's not so much. It's not so much that you've had a black cloud over you. It's that years and years and years and years of negativity has built up. This negativity is has it's like layer upon layer, the positive angels are showing me, of negativity, of not having enough, being in lack perhaps, or seeing yourself in lack and not having enough, not feeling worthy and deserving, not being able to do what you want to do, instead of putting all of your emphasis on your blessings, on those things that you have, and creating that higher energy frequency. Everything, Lisa, is energy. And when we have that peace and we have that joy and when we have that fulfillment, it has nothing to do with finances. It has nothing to do with material things. When we feel that richness inside of us, just like I said to Kimberly before, when we feel nourished, when we feel full, then the universe, like attracts life, brings us more, because fullness attracts fullness. I've been helping people for 11 years to dispel that negativity within, to raise their vibrational frequency. When you change this understanding inside, it's interesting that we're speaking about change. When you really do, then you allow yourself to be, to accept what is. You know, you don't have to like what is, but you have to accept the energetic contribution of the household that has brought these things. And once that's done, then you can start changing the energies within. How do you do that? You do that by nurturing and nourishing yourself, to sit in meditation, to sit in silent reflection, and to say that you are worthy, you are deserving, to nourish yourself in enjoyment, in creative pursuits, in doing things that are fun and playful, and allow yourself creative expression. I find that so many of my clients over the years that have been in your exact situation do nothing to make themselves emotionally happy. I would love for you to have a session with me, because my sessions are transformative. They change the cellular makeup inside of a person, and they allow the energy to change from being sometimes depressed or lower dimensional energies to being high, bright, positive. Let's go to the phone lines and see what comes out for you, lovely Lisa. And you have the ability to change these energies inside of yourself by changing your thoughts, changing the words you use, and changing the feelings in your heart. Okay, the first card is confirmation of finding a spiritual mentor, finding a spiritual teacher. This is the Hierophant card. It's searching for a higher meaning to what you're going through. It's not that you're cursed. It's not that some people are blessed and some people cursed. That we all have free will and we all have the ability to choose. And we build our lives on our thoughts, on our words, and our feelings in our hearts. And if they have categorically, over and over and over, through years and years of years of building a foundation of negativity, then we will have negativity in our health, in our relationships, in our reality. The next card is the Page of Swords. Now, the Page of Swords is that card that shows change. Something must change in order for you to experience this change in your life. And it goes back again to that spiritual mentor, that spiritual teacher that will help you, that will help you to realize. And the next card is the Burden card. Is feeling so burdened in your life
that you need to ask for help. All of these cards are pointing towards asking for help from a spiritual teacher to be able to shift this energy within yourself. And the good part about all of this is it's very doable. My clients have seen immediate a difference in their realities through their sessions with me and their ability to desire to experience change in their lives. So go out and nourish and nurture yourself. Do things that are emotionally creative, that make you joyful and happy. And the more that you do this, then the more you will change the energies inside of yourself, Lisa. I hope that's been helpful for you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank
Lots
you
of love and angel blessings. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Let's go to our next caller, 323. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Candy, this is David Matthew Brown from Los Angeles.
Hello, David Matthew Brown. How are you?
Good. It was perfect timing that you picked up because that I know that you're talking about your services, and I've used your services, and those listening should definitely give Candy a call because she's the real deal, and it really works.
Oh, for everyone who doesn't know, David Matthew Brown is an extraordinary conscious light on the planet. He has just written an extraordinary book, 90 Days of Heat, his experience with the 90 Days of Hot Bikram Yoga, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful, motivational, inspirational read, so people should check you out as well.
No. I'm actually calling because I call, every 3 months for, a card reading?
Okay.
So I'm just calling. I'm calling because it's been a busy couple weeks, and then the past 2 days have been really just, kind of take a breath time.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of seeing now, because I know that you brought up inspired action, and I know for myself that inspired action comes when everything's a little bit quiet, inside,
yeah.
And I'm out in nature. It's just, I know it's coming. It's just, I'm in that time now where the past 2 weeks have been crazy, and now it's 2 days of okay, here we are again.
Oh, they don't usually bring up times and or dates, but they did bring up, if it's for you, it's for others as well. They said April 15th onwards. So they said, enjoy this time because you're going to get very, very busy.
So let me reflect back to you. That's funny because April 15th, I'll be on Google TV doing an interview on my book. So I'm glad that they don't give you dates. And I'm glad I haven't told anybody about that date. So thank you for that because it gives me a chance to kind of just relax and have coffee with you in a couple days.
Oh, absolutely. David and I meet for coffee. It's miraculous and magical what those encounters always bring up. But so let's go to the cards and see what here we go.
Okay.
First card is your death card. Da-da-da-da. Your death card is a new beginning for you. Okay, so it's saying let go of anything that you imagine that's coming in, D, because it's gonna blow those little socks off of yours. And they're saying April 15th onwards. So it does look like that new beginning is set for you. And I feel that giddiness inside of you. You get a wiggle inside of you like I get, and you just have to be with it. You just have to breathe into it. Next card is things. Oh my gosh, the Knight of Swords. Here comes David. Time to move quickly. You know, it's like sudden changes. With your TV interview and your book and everything, it's just going to explode. It's going to explode for you with this new beginning. And the celebration card comes out.
you may be drawing a honey to yourself.
Well, well, well.
Well, well, well. Okay.
You know what it is? It's the Safari cologne.
That's what
you
it
can
is.
Tell Pete. Yeah.
I will. I will. My husband shared some of the cologne that he wears with gorgeous friend David, and yeah, maybe that's going to be the nectar to bring those honeybees in. Who knows?
But I love it.
This card is definitely, it's not only a celebration card for the hard work that you've done and the extraordinary, extraordinary motivational and inspirational message that you have, which you so eloquently share with others, but it's a time of awards, and it may be a time of kissy face, too.
Well, it's been a while since I've had that.
So, you know, rest up because you're going to need all your energy.
Oh, awesome. I definitely will. Well, that's good to know. Well, thank you so much for the reading. I know you have other callers, so.
All right. Well, I'm sending you lots of love. See you in a couple days' time.
Sounds good. Thank you, Candy.
Lots of love. Bye.
Bye-bye.
With about 3.5 minutes left, let's go to our next caller, 646. You're on the line with Angel Healing House.
Candy, hi, it's Helena. Need your
Hello,
help?
Hello, Helena. Yes.
Hi,
what question do you have?
Okay, planning a move, but still feeling so doubtful about it. And so doubtful, I'm asking a gazillion people, and maybe it's too much, but I just want to know if it's the right thing because I'm leaving a place that I have a very good deal at for a place that's just could be challenging, but could be very good for my career and situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so where do you think you're moving to?
Brooklyn.
Okay. What do they have to say about Brooklyn? I'm a former Brooklyn girl. I used to live in Park Slope. What do you think about Brooklyn, Posse of Angels? They like it. They're saying get you to Brooklyn. Because
so,
your new life is waiting for you there. Yep. I've only got about 2.5 minutes to go. Let me go to the cards, Helena. Brooklyn has a really good feel about it. The people, the connections, new relationships. Yeah, the Knight of Cups is saying that you will be presented with new relationships to help you along the way. Oh, perfect. Nine of Pentacles. This is the card that, you know, your dreams will be fulfilled. Your hard work will lead you to success there, definitely. And the six of Pentacles as well. It's going to be an abundant move, and it's going to be a move of fulfillment for you. So I hope that's been helpful for you. I'm sorry I couldn't take any longer. I'm just about out of time.
No worries. Thank you.
Okay,
but
lots of love. Take care.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
And thank you so much, everyone. It just about wraps up for today. Thank you to all of my callers, and thank you, listeners, for tuning into the program. Thank you to those who are listening to the archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week and Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, if you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, which is filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. To purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling, Reiki healing session, either personally or in my office in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally using distant healing and Skype, this can be done if you call 831-277-3716, or again, you can email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. Until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. Take care, everyone. Bye. Mm-hmm.